Look, it's only Keith Harris.
Hello, good morning.
And don't forget me, you know.
And don't forget Orville.
Hello,
he's
hello,
sat on my knee patiently waiting to talk to you. We love Scotland very much. We have been up to Aberdeen a few times.
Yeah. You must have been in the nightmare situation once upon a time where you find yourself delivering Orville's lines, but you're still using Keith Harris's voice.
Haven't done that yet.
All right, okay. That's the truth, is it?
That's the truth, yeah. I tell you what does happen, that's happened a few times, especially with the monkey, with Cuddles, because obviously Cuddles is very strong. He's gagging all the time, lots of comedy, where, of course, Orville is more gentle and softer. Sometimes, because my brain is working so quickly, Cuddles would come out with something, a gag that I didn't think of.
Right, yeah, okay.
I mean, you see, obviously I have in the back of my mind so many gags and many things that you think of, and a situation will happen, and that split second, you know, he will come out with it. It's quite strange. I don't know how to explain it, but I suppose after 50 years of working, you know, that's what happens.
It's almost like parts of your brain are now getting partitioned off to, is Keith, this is Orville, this is Cuddles.
Absolutely. I mean, I was working the other night with Cuddles, and I saw this young lady sort of coming across the dance floor, and she had a bottle of wine in one hand, a glass in the other, and just came up onto the stage. So, of course, we're both looking at her, and she's whispering into my ear, and Cuddles is saying, "What's she saying? What's she saying?" and she's going, "Oh, right." And she said, "What's she saying? What does she fancy me?" You know, and it's all that sort of going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, obviously, they are alive all the time.
You were denied the Christmas number one spot by Renee and Renata.
Absolutely.
Poor, you was robbed.
And who was working her? That's what I want to know. I think Renee was working her. We were robbed, yes. Unfortunately, we were robbed.
I wish I could fly way up to the sky, but I can't.
You can't.
Now, you see, the thing about that song, Orville and Keith, was that there's a part of me, when I hear it, I get sort of irrationally emotional about it. And the same thing happens with Morning Town Ride by The Seekers.
Right.
Great kiddie songs, and it just gets me right there, kind of. Now, what kind of person does that make me?
I don't know, because it gets me there as well, right in the wallet.
Do you know what? It's been an absolute delight talking to you, Keith.
You too. I've really enjoyed it.
It's been nice speaking to you as well. We haven't said much to one another, Orville.
I've been listening.
Yeah, listen, Orville, tell me about Keith. What's he really like?
He looks after me. He changes me nappy. I still wear one.
Yeah, and he's 45.
Oh, hey, Cuddles, just go easy. Do you wear a nappy, Cuddles, or?
No, don't be daft.
No, you're far too grown up for that, aren't you?
I'm streetwise. I'm the man, you see. You know
all right.
What I mean?
Very good, okay. Orville, how old are you?
Well, in duck years, I'm about 38, but I'm only 4.
Oh, right, okay.
Hey!
Orville, does Cuddles bully you?
Oh, he never stops.
Oh, Cuddles, lay off Orville. Lay off the duck, will you?
I've got a soft spot for him. God. The Boggin Island.
Hey, look, put Keith back on.
Hi, I'm still here.
You're still there, right. Okay, listen, it's been great speaking to you, and thank you very much indeed.
Okay, my pleasure. Okay. Hi to everybody up there in Scotland.